Kia ora, everyone. Welcome back to RTU 98.5. And I'm delighted to be talking about right now the South Natural Wine Festival. I think this is the third year now that we've been advertising this. So they've become friends of the station, really. Presented by Silver Wing Wines, I have the lovely Karen from Silver Wing Wines here. Good morning.
Yo, yo, yo. Good morning, everyone. This is Karen.
I love that. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, tell me, Ms. Event Organiser right now, how's that going?
Yeah, it's going really well, and I hope you all will come and get your tickets in if you haven't.
Yes, well, that is the goal, really, is to sell all the tickets. So, South Natural Wine Fest, it is in its third year, correct?
Maybe the first year you subconsciously made it, but this is the second year, but we'll have second the third year, right. Next year.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself here, aren't I? So, tell me a little bit about the festival, kind of. What can people expect this year?
Right, so I would say on that day, I can guarantee every one of you that that's going to be the best wine list in the whole country. Right, so so this is a natural wine festival, which means that winemakers, they don't really manipulate a lot during the winemaking process. So really it's all about the fruit. And in the festival, you can try wines in 5 wine regions, including the North Island and the South Island, all in one day. And it is almost impossible for someone to do that, to go to the North Island and try wines there and South Island all in one day. And also, what's the most incredible thing is to have the winemakers pouring wine for you.
Right. So they've got like the stories and, you know, the technique behind it all.
Definitely. And it's also the journey of how they started making wines.
That's, you know, always fascinating.
Yeah,
really.
100%.
I guess one of the other really interesting points to make is that because it's all natural wine, it's wine that's pretty much untouched, you know. It's an amazing way to see how different like landscapes and environments affect fruit, right? It's probably like the best kind of place to test that.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll ask you.
Yes.
What do you think would be the temperature difference or the sunshine comparing Queenstown and Hawke's Bay?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay. I would assume Hawke's Bay is like sunnier for like, sunnier 20% of the time?
Yeah, well, I don't really have the actual figure, but as you said, Queenstown will be colder and have less sunshine. So in general, the grapes wouldn't have as much growing months. They will have less time to ripen. And in Hawke's Bay, there will be other variety that could grow there, which takes longer to mature. So
So
it would be a really good opportunity to compare, for example, if there's same variety of the two region, and then you can tell the difference.
Wow.
And interestingly, in Queenstown, it's actually one of the southmost. And so in the South Hemisphere, Queenstown is a wine region in the world. There's one of
the most southern. It would be. Yeah. I can believe that. Yeah.
So it's almost on par with a wine region in Argentina. So.
Right. Okay. Because Argentina, they're big into wine, aren't they?
Yeah.
I guess it's almost it could be treated as an amazing experiment if you really wanted to.
Absolutely.
Oh, I just find that so interesting. So anyway, you guys were here a couple of weeks ago. And you brought in 2 bottles of wine, which are gone now, completely gone.
Oh, I hope so.
It's very, very delicious wine, I have to say.
Wow,
so Can you kind of talk a bit about the wineries that are going to be there? I mean, A Thousand Gods, Black Estate, Greystone, like there's some big names here.
Yeah, you've got, they are our North Canterbury crew. We also have two wineries from Hawke's Bay, which is Amwa. Amy will be pouring her wine. And another Amy, Amy and Ollie from Halcyon Days.
Always the
same. So
we've
got two Amys from Hawke's Bay. And we have got Mount Edward from Central Otago.
Cool, cool.
We also have A Thousand Gods. So they are actually a couple based in Canterbury or in Christchurch, but they get their grapes from Marlborough.
Oh, interesting.
We also have Tin Can, Nick from Tin Can, and he makes wines from Nelson, so he will be joining us as well.
Oh, I'm so excited. And I mean, it should be added, kind of, it's not solely wine. Like, there is food and entertainment as well.
Yeah, good point. So if you are not a drinker, I will still come to just see the band. We have got a four-piece jazz band leading by Carmel. If you have seen the poster, you'll have seen Carmel playing two saxophones at once. She's incredible. And we've got one of the most talented guitarists, Simon, who'll be playing with her.
Oh, that is so cool. I love a bit of entertainment and some tasty food offerings as well. Now, explain this to me. Like, there's three types of servings, basically.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, normally you go to a restaurant or a bar, you get a whole glass. But at South Natural, you can just try a tiny bit and see if you like it before you commit to a whole glass. So you can get tastings from all these nine wineries. And once you pick one that you really like, maybe go for a glass or even a bottle to drink there or take home for Christmas.
Yeah, why not? Why not? And I was actually going to mention that, like, handy for Christmas.
Oh, definitely.
And, like, I'm sure some of these are some pretty posh wines.
Yeah, well, you'll know when you're there.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited for this. Now, about wine varieties, I take it there's, you know, a fair variety there as well.
Yeah, there will be heaps. And mainly, you know, all that we also know with Pinot Noir, Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay. And there will be more from the North Island, the Chenin Blanc. But actually, I don't want to bore you with all these wine-blowing things. I would like to talk about the different wines that you can taste. You know, when you go to a bar, they go, oh, red or white. Still or sparkling. With natural wine, there's something called orange wine.
Yes, I was going to ask about this.
Yeah.
Please explain.
So orange wine in a general term could be a white wine made in a red wine style.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So they will stay in with skin contact. So that makes an orange wine, which is quite more common for natural wine because the grapes are carefully picked and looked after, so they will have the opportunity, or we can have the opportunity to keep them on the skins.
Interesting. And is orange wine becoming more popular now?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say people were more open-minded to it. And if you haven't tried it, South Natural is your day for it.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Well, where does it lie? Is it like between white and red wine? What's it kind of similar to?
Yeah, you can say in between white and red. It's really hard to explain.
I guess it's just something you got to try, isn't
That's
it?
That's right,
Yeah, absolutely. And so if people want to get tickets, check out the details about it, where can they do all that?
So you can go on Eventbrite, and that's where we're selling our ticket. And, so please please go get your tickets.
Yes, and there's a QR code on the poster, so if you walk past the poster, just scan that.
Yeah.
Easy. How do, like, can people purchase wine on the day there?
Yeah, so you not only that you can drink there, you can bring some home as well. The most important thing is we've got to be at Evil Genius just by the estuary.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that amazing day with sunshine.
Yes, yes.
And you're sitting outside drinking this natural wine in the natural environment. And, you know, with a bunch of your friends, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, lovely. You're near the water in a beautiful part of the city. 30th of November, and it's 1 till 5:30 p.m. So it's, you know, it's a decent chunk of day, of time. Go have an amazing time. Hey, Karen, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a delight to have you here, and I'm so excited for this. And I'm excited for you to have it go well, because I know, like, it's not easy organising something like this.
No.
how long do you think you've been at it?
Maybe straight after the last one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, everyone head along South Natural Wine Festival on the 30th of November at Evil Genius in the Fairymead. Go to Eventbrite to get the tickets. Have an amazing day out. Wine, food, bands. Ugh. Amazing. Karen, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Liam. Everyone, have a lovely day.